Listening 19. Listen and read.
William Troubridge was born in the UK, but when he was 18 months old, his family sold their house and bought a boat. They went on a long trip, finally arriving in New Zealand when William was 5 years old. During those days, William spent a lot of time in the water, swimming and snorkeling. He was also very good at diving deep down into the ocean, and by the age of 8, it was obvious there was a sport he could do. The sport was called free diving. Thousands of years ago, people dived deep into the oceans to catch fish and to look for pearls, but they didn't have any diving equipment to help them breathe. Today, this kind of diving has become a popular sport. People dive as deep as possible with no breathing equipment. They stay under the water for as long as they can and try to break world records. They train hard, but the freedom they feel when they're free diving makes it worth all the hard work. Although William was very talented at free diving, he didn't begin serious training until 2003. Then he went to Italy and trained with the Italian Apnea Academy. In 2007, William broke his first world record when he dived 81 meters down into the ocean. Then, in 2010, at Dean's Blue Hole in the Bahamas, he swam down 100 meters and then back up to the surface. It took him 4 minutes and 10 seconds. It was the deepest known dive without equipment that a human had ever done. Today, William spends most of his time in the Bahamas, where he trains and teaches free diving at Dean's Blue Hole. He is also interested in looking after the environment and protecting wildlife. He has worked hard to tell the world about Hector's dolphin, which is seriously endangered. William also feels strongly about the number of plastic bottles floating in the oceans. He wants people to look after our oceans better.